From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Irma is pounding much of the eastern Cuba and is projected to hit parts of the Bahamas and northern Cuba later Friday as it travels in a west-northwesterly direction. U.S. President Donald Trump warned those in the storm's path.
Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people. We are doing everything we can to help with disaster preparations, and when the time comes, we will restore, recover, and rebuild together as Americans.
Irma's death toll stands at 22 and is expected to rise as rescuers reach some of the hardest hit areas. And a new danger lays on the horizon to the east, Hurricane Jose, a Category 4 storm with winds at 240 kph that could punish some of the same devastated areas again this weekend. At least 58 people were killed when the most powerful earthquake to hit Mexico in decades tore through buildings, forced mass evacuations, and triggered alerts as far away as Southeast Asia. Maria Magdalena Lopez described the quake as horrific and said that everything collapsed around her. The 8.1 magnitude quake off the southern coast late Thursday was stronger and more devastating than a 1985 trembler that flattened Mexico's city and killed thousands. But this time the damage to the city was limited as the quake was deeper and further from the capital. Pope Francis brought together thousands of victims of Colombia's half-century-long conflict with former guerrillas and paramilitaries who harmed them. Francis presided over a prayer for reconciliation Friday in hopes of solidifying the country's peace process and healing lingering wounds. This is VOA News.